Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap. Starting with a strong note, Australia's superannuation funds are on a promising trajectory, proving their resilience. Despite some shaky ground in April, due to unanticipated moves by the U.S. Federal Reserve, stirring both equity and bond markets, the funds are predicted to finish the fiscal year robustly. An estimated yearly gain of 8% is on the horizon, potentially marking the 13th year of growth in the past decade and a half. Yes, we've seen our fair share of challenges, but as Mr. Manmohan Kumar at Chant West highlights, it just goes to show the proven strength of long-term investment strategies. But it's not all smooth sailing. The waves could get choppy, with concern rising about the potential impact of an expansive federal budget on borrowers. The aggressive budget, which expands unexpectedly to a whopping $28 billion, might cause a conflict with the Reserve Bank's efforts to regulate inflation. Economists speculate this could potentially inflate costs and taxes for businesses, add to inflationary pressures, and also increase the chance of an interest hike before the upcoming election to as much as 40%. It seems we're in for exciting times in Australia's financial landscape. Speaking of changes, Macquarie Bank has made a daring move towards becoming fully digital. Their recent decision to halt over-the-counter services, including checks and cash transactions, is stirring public debate. The move affects less than 1% of their customers, but is causing uproar across the nation, with calls for boycotts flying around social media and some customers switching to other banks, such as Bendigo. While this positions Macquarie as a front-runner in banking transformation, it also reflects the embattled digital versus traditional banking landscape our nation is grappling with. Lastly, bravo to Australian life insurer TAL for keeping pace with digital trends and using technology to put the customer first. In a significant milestone, TAL processed over half of their insurance claims from last fiscal year. That's $2 billion in claims, within merely 24 hours through their digital TAL Connect platform. To boot, this robust digital strategy has benefited 50,000 Australians, aiding 70% of those facing injuries or illnesses. Enhancing user experience, improving transparency, and efficiently managing claims shows TAL's commitment to continuous improvement and the transformative trends within the insurance industry. That wraps us up for today, folks. Remember, you can always find out more about these stories and all things finance, superannuation, insurance, and money management on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining me. This has been Paige Estrotori.